Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Mailbag Episodes. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is where we read your reviews, read your emails, and play your voicemails. Do we have any reviews or
we
emails?
We do have a review.
Holy Toledo.
This is from Amy, username taken. Web Crawlers podcast is my happy place. If you think you're weird, listen to this podcast for a while and you'll start to realize how normal you really are in the best way possible.
Mailbag That's really
funny. Episodes are so funny. I love all the content. I love the Patreon. Love all the weird and wonderful stories, the hosts and all the crazy mail and voicemails they get. If you don't like it, move on. But don't leave a bad review. These girls deserve 5 stars all the way. Love you, crazy bimbos. Boing.
Oh my God, I love you, Amy. Thank you.
What a great review. Thank you.
That's an awesome review. Thank you.
We got voicemails.
Let's get into it.
We got a lot of voicemails. First one.
Hey, web crawlers. This is Stephanie in Connecticut. And I did some web crawling today.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And I just got to talk about it because I'm left feeling extremely frustrated. Let me tell you why. I feel like maybe you guys have also talked about this TikToker, Matt McCarthy, who watches old VHS tapes. I love seeing the old commercials and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
I don't know.
Anyway, he did one today, tape number 122. And it was an actual family home video of this family who went on a cruise for 50th anniversary. And within the tape, there was so much random pieces of personal information that I was able to clickety-clack, do a good old Goog, and I found one of the main person's obituary, which led me to the names of the children and the grandchildren. I know, it sounds crazy.
You got the gigs? You got the giggles?
I know what she's talking about. There's this TikToker, Matt McCarthy, who he finds all these old VHS tapes, I think from like thrift stores and stuff, and he just like plays them on his TikTok, and that you don't know what they are. They're like old commercials or old home videos.
And that's so crazy. And they could be like of families,
too. It could be anything, yeah.
So that's crazy.
Facebook. I looked that person up. And I could see from his friends list that all the people in the obituary were his friends. So I found the right person. Now, I'm in Connecticut. This person is in California. I have no relation to these people. But now it's my mission to get this tape back to these people.
Oh.
So I sent a message to this guy and to his wife and to his sister and to his daughter. And of course, they're never going to see the messages because I'm not friends with any of them. And it's like probably hidden away or they're assuming it's a scam or something. And I am just like so close to getting them back their video. And I just want to see it resolve. I feel like it's never going to resolve. This is why we shouldn't be web crawling, probably. We should just be finding our business. Anyway, I just had to share. Okay, bye.
Okay.
That's funny.
So she figured out who the family was in the video.
That's crazy.
Interesting.
That's some good investigating.
Wait, she calls back.
Hi, web crawlers. It's Stephanie from Connecticut. My last message, I left talking about a VHS tape I'm trying to get back to the hands of the family.
Yes.
And gosh, I felt real spun up about that. It's really weird about it because I know how crazy it sounds, but I really feel so strongly that I'm supposed to help this family get their tape back. But then there's the question of like, at what point, like, what are the boundaries? You know, like, they're in California. I'm in Connecticut. It's not like I'm going to drive by their house and knock on their door and say, I know someone who has your tape. But at the same time, I'm really trying to contact these people, and rightfully so. I imagine any contact I attempt to make, they're like, this is a scam. I don't know this woman. What is she even talking about? And these particular people are older. It might be more helpful if I could get in touch with like their daughter or granddaughter and
TikTok
be like,
video.
Check TikTok. It's right here. It's on TikTok. This is your family. Just please watch the video. So all that to say, I did take an additional step, which again, boundaries might be slightly out of the boundaries, but it might have helped. When I gave the gentleman's name a little goog, I could see that he was a part of
his boss
association in the area that he lives. I'm not going to dox this
guy. I went to their house. I bought a
I reached out to them on Facebook and said, listen, I'm trying to get a hold of this guy. He's not answering my messages. This is the situation. If, you know, you think it's okay, could you reach out to them? You just tell them to check their Facebook messages. And I didn't hear back for a few days, so I just messaged them again to say, did you ever
I think you
them?
Need to stop.
Said, yeah,
I think
we talked
you need to stop.
And she thinks you're a scam. I'm like, understandable. Uh-huh. And then they said, but here's his email address. So I just sent him a long email explaining everything.
Yeah.
I left my phone number. I left information about how he find me on Facebook. And I really hope that we can solve this. Now, what's really going to suck is if I finally talk to him and he's like, that's not my family. And I had it all wrong the whole time.
Oh, no.
So I'll keep
I kind of want that to happen.
And, fingers crossed. Maybe they have a really extra happy Hanukkah and they get a wonderful tape of their long lost family.
Wow.
She's really going for it.
Yeah, I've seen this TikTok. This guy that just watches old VHS tapes. It's really good. I gotta watch the video that she's talking about.
That's a good idea.
I would want, if someone contacted me and was like, I have an old VHS tape of your family, I'd be like, absolutely.
Yeah, please. I always wonder that, like, when you go to a vintage store and there's, like, old photos and things like that. I'm like, who is this? Like, imagine if you walk in and it's, like, your grandma or something.
The flea market, the Fairfax and Beverly, every weekend there's, like, a flea market. There's a person who has all these photos.
Right, yeah.
I've bought a bunch of just, like, random.
Me too. I love
in the
old 80s, photos.
Like, doing.
Yeah.
Like, I just have a bunch of people photos that I liked. Yeah. Well, I think she calls back later.
I'm in jail.
I'm in California. I stopped by his house. Next
message. Hey, web crawlers. This is Amy from Ohio, and I'm talking really quietly because I'm at work. But I've had to binge your episodes because I've kind of like put it on the back burner for a while, and now I'm like catching up. And something just reminded me, I need to tell you something so crazy.
Uh-oh.
So I got a new job, and I was on LinkedIn, and just doing my thing, you know, business, networking, all that stuff.
I did a business.
All of a sudden, in my messages, I get a picture of a dude, some connection of mine that I've had since like 2015, and never talked to him. I don't think I've met him in person. Sends me a picture on accident of himself with a banana hammock.
What?
Bikini type underwear on and a bunch of money in his waistband, all around his waistband.
What?
I almost lost my mind. I just never had it happen to me. Like, I mean, you know, unsolicited dick pics and everything. It's ubiquitous, but not
on LinkedIn.
Oh, no. I was losing my shit. He ended up sending me a message separately saying he got hacked. He got hacked, I don't believe that.
No.
But looking at the face, it is the dude. And I will say the hammock barely supports the banana. I did not respond. I did not acknowledge it. But, I mean, he does have a good body. But he must be into some weird shit that I don't want to know about. But anyway, I just thought you think it would really be as funny as I did. So, all right. Bye. Love you guys.
That's funny.
That's insane. I don't like, I mean, I have a LinkedIn, but I don't even know my password. And like, I haven't updated it for like 4 years.
I've never checked my messages on LinkedIn. I wonder what's in there. I have no idea.
Yeah, seriously. It's probably a bunch of bots.
A bunch of dick pics.
Yeah. LinkedIn culture confuses me.
Hi, Love Callers. Lovely, lovely, beautiful ladies.
Angelica?
It's Angelica.
Ha
ha.
Wow.
Oh, no. I just missed a green arrow.
The blinker.
I'm on my way to take a dinner. But I wanted to call because I heard Flood from the latest mailbag. Hi, Flood.
Oh, Flood.
And I was super excited because she said that she was Honduran and Mexican. And I'm like, oh my God, we are 2/3 twinsies. So that was really exciting. Ooh. And also, something happened yesterday or Monday. Oh God, it was just so weird and awkward. But I mean, it's going to be funny for everyone else. But I was driving into my apartment garage and like we have like a little decline, right? And there's units like next to the garage. Oh, crap, I was. I'm not paying attention when I'm driving right now. It's okay.
That's good.
I'm just
That's good.
That's
good.
But, so I was waiting for the garage door to open. And there's, like, apartment units, like, around, you know, the gate, right? Like, a little above. And to the left of my, like, peripheral vision, I, like, see, like, there's something, like, something moving. And I'm like, oh. And I look, and it's someone's TV. And the blinds are, like, a little bit cracked, or like I can like
a TV?
See inside their apartment, and I can see a TV. There's a huge TV, right? Okay. And I just see like a bunch of movement, and like I can't really make out what's on the TV, but it's so big and so bright. I'm like, what is this? What am I seeing in the front of my eye? And finally, I realized that what I was looking at was. Porn.
Oh my God. Oh no.
With their blinds open.
Oh no.
Where like the angle of my car, I'm like, oh, what's going on? And I didn't realize what it was until like it zoomed out and I'm like, oh, there's a 10-inch penis there. Okay. So yeah, and I was like, okay, well, that just happened.
That's really
okay.
funny.
Thank you, person. Close your blinds. Guy, I know it's a guy. I've seen them before. It's like two older men. They always smoke. Ugh. But I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Smoke
and
pull.
Oh, my goodness. Is that really? Ooh.
Oh,
really
oh boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, that was my funny little weird incident. I think that's really it. Hi, Flo. Bye, Flood. Oh, I hope your surgery goes really well and everything turns out.
Turns out what?
Turns out what?
Turns out what? Oh, wait, she calls back.
Okay, and just, I need to say this. I have astigmatism in both eyes and I just found out this year I should be wearing my glasses all the time. he said, or like the guy, whatever, basically that optometrist was like, you should be wearing this when you're driving because you can't see from far distances.
Oh, no. And I was like, she wasn't? You weren't?
Okay. I don't have 20/20 vision anymore. Not even in my right eye. So anyways, I have astigmatism and I wasn't wearing my glasses and I have to look up lately. So I really, as it was zoomed in, all I literally just saw was just like colors. Just like beige.
Oh my god.
And I'm like, what's happening? Okay. I am not abusing Tom, okay? Thank you. People, close your blinds. Bye.
Jess was seeing blobs of color. That's
blobs
good.
Blobs of color. Okay. Next message.
Hi, web crawlers. It's Dina from Toronto. I'm calling way too much. Like, it's becoming a problem.
Not?
And my long distance rates are racking up. But
oh, no.
You're asking about cults. And yes. I was wondering if you guys knew about, do you guys remember Andrew Keegan? He was like,
yes.
Oh, yeah, his weird Venice cult.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes.
Sorry, if you Google him, you'll know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
He started something that, of course, he just called a spiritual center, quote unquote, called Full Circle.
Yeah.
And it was in Venice, California. And I don't really know much about it. You know, of course,
I remember
it was
this.
A cult. It was, I think, non-denominational. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know what he's up to with it now, but it was definitely going in like 2015, 2016. Like,
yeah,
it was a thing back then. So that's one thing. And then the other thing, I'm not going to say it's a cult, but the two friends that I had that started this thing started acting like they were in a cult. I'll put it that way. So I don't know if you guys know about Amway. It's an MLM.
Oh, yes.
And I have two friends, both Christians, who just started to get very, very involved in this and eventually, like, cut out every single person. They didn't know each other, just two separate people. Cut out every single person in their lives that wasn't involved in Amway. Only refer to it as the business. Like, wouldn't talk to family.
That's really weird.
Both of them, again, not knowing each other, acted exactly the same way. And weird. They basically would only talk about Amway with people that they thought were worthy. And they full on, like, said that to my face. And I guess I was never worthy. So that's a shame.
That's so creepy.
Anyways, I hope you guys are well. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. What did you guys get up to? Yeah, that's all I got. I gotta go to work. Okay. La la la, boy.
Amway. Yeah, that's the DeVos family.
Yeah,
Betsy
there was
DeVos's
another.
Family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the. They're all from Michigan.
Oh, that's so creepy.
It's like Betsy DeVos's parents or something, like, started it.
Oh, weird how
billionaires.
Weird. There was another one that's like Amway that I can't, God, I can't remember what it was. But, like, I had girlfriends who were doing it, and I was like, guys, you're in an MLM.
Oh.
But it was makeup. Oh, Arbonne or something. Yeah, I was like, guys, this is an MLM. You guys are, like, crazy.
No, or like Mona V. Was
yeah. One. Oh, God, it's so bad.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Wait, she calls back.
Hey, Sophia from Toronto. Again, totally unrelated to my last call. But I just want to say thanks for, like, this little community. I've been feeling really down, incredibly down.
Aww.
And really alone lately. And anytime your podcast pop up, they always bring me a lot of joy. Oh shit, don't cry.
No. Sweetie.
On December 3rd, my trauma anniversary, so 6 or 7 years ago, something really, really big and ugly, something really big and ugly happened in my life, and I almost didn't make it. I was very close to making it, and a friend saved my life.
Oh, wow.
Don't cry. And
you can cry.
It's just, I have CPTSD, and as a result of all of that, and usually I'm okay, but it's a really hard week. Also going into Christmas, it's my mom, who's my best friend, she's my everything, has Alzheimer's, and it's probably her last Christmas at home.
Oh, sweetie.
So it's just a hard season, and but you guys, I don't want to bring you guys down, but you guys bring me a lot of joy. So even your stupid 90-day okay, I love you guys. Thanks for being you, and thanks for coming into our lives in this way. Okay, have a great day. Bye.
Oh, we love you. We're here for you. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're doing better, though.
Fucking holidays. Fucking.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Parents with Alzheimer's. I have a friend who has a parent. It's going through that. It is just.
Yeah, it's hard. It's
so
really hard.
Rough.
Yeah.
So rough. Okay, next message.
Hey, this is Maggie from Chicago. I just listened to the episode you did about that creep, that guy that chopped up his wife and her parents.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Oh, right.
And I wanted to say one thing is, it seems like you have some trouble how to refer to Maria, and I would suggest Emeritus or Emerita because she's a she. Emeritus, like a professor emeritus, where they retired, but they still get to come on campus and drink all the coffee.
Oh, right.
And then the other thing is that guy who allegedly killed all those people. Listen, white men who own samurai swords and machetes and they don't live in that literal jungle need to go on a list immediately.
Yeah, I agree.
You want a machete in the city of Los Angeles? Okay, you're going to have to file this paperwork, sir. We're going to have a 6 to 9 day cooling off period, yada, yada, because you're yikes. Anyway, thanks for the show. Bye.
Yeah, men owning machetes or samurai
100%
swords,
agree. No bueno. Red flag.
Red flag.
Yeah, you don't need that shit.
No. Okay, next message.
Hi, this is Nicole in Marin County, California. I've never actually called you guys before, and the thought of calling people actually makes me feel like I'm going to throw up and shit myself at the same time. But I'm doing it because I just did a deep dive after I noticed that I was getting all these emails from the Epoch Times, and I'm guessing my conservative father-in-law signed me up for it.
Oh, God. Anyways,
I don't know if you've ever done a show on it. You might have, I haven't seen it because I'm in a weird parent mode bubble. So I miss out on things, unfortunately. But it is insane conservative media. They put out like newspapers and videos, all these just crazy, crazy conspiracy stories, very, very pro-Trump. Anyways, they are also a Chinese-owned media company, even though they say that they are in New York. It's actually China, and they are also part of a cult who also own Shenyun. And to like contribute to the cult, you can volunteer to distribute information on Shenyun. So that's probably why we get so much in our faces all the time. But it's just the most insane story, and I just got into a big smoothing. I think I lost like 2 hours of my day today. So if you haven't done a show on it, you definitely should. I would love to hear it. It's fucking crazy. Anyways, I'm going to go throw up now. Bye.
Oh, yeah, this Epoch Times. That's crazy. I've seen links to this. It's just like
crazy, me too.
Far right.
Yeah, it's very like Facebook.
Shenyun is that
Shenyun, yeah.
Shenyun is the was like the
we did an episode on them
thing. There's like billboards everywhere.
Yeah, we did an episode on it before.
Yes, we did. Weird.
That's crazy. That correlation is crazy. That's so weird.
So strange. Okay, next message.
Hey, web crawlers, Amy from Ohio.
Hello.
And I thought about a story today that I probably just kind of blocked out because it's so weird. But it's about an office Christmas thing that happened. And I feel like since it's getting to be that time of year, maybe that's what brought up this memory. So we had this beautiful young lady that was running our front office, kind of like an office manager, maybe not quite an office manager, but, you know, an administrative assistant. She would run errands. She would be trusted with petty cash. And the owner gave her about $400 and said, go buy some new Christmas decorations for the office because she loved Christmas. So she went to Walmart, bought all these decorations. And we just pulled everything together, and she ended up coming in like in the middle of the night. And one night, and we all walked in, and it was like from the movie Elf when Buddy the Elf like decks out the store at the mall. But it was like insane, homemade, painted, crazy painted banners across the wall of like a Santa's train and all the shit. It was crazy. So she was really loved Christmas. And
that's like
so
deranged.
She ended up getting fired because she started coming in at weird times and like 3 o'clock in the morning and like a 9 to 5 Monday through Friday office. And it was just weird.
What?
And it turns out she was kind of popping some diet pills and some Adderall that didn't belong to her. And she was a klepto and we didn't know. So after that, she got fired. They had to deal with some theft issues. She was taking credit cards from customer orders and stuff like that. So,
oh my God, but loved Christmas. Loved Christmas.
Next year, we had this old bitch named Connie. Should have been Karen. She was a real piece of work. She hated her job and hated everybody. It was her job to get all the Christmas stuff down.
Uh-oh.
And she thought she was above setting up our tree and all that stuff. So one day I came in from a customer appointment and I see the most pitiful tree I'd ever seen in my life.
Oh,
and he had just gotten a new one last year. And she took it personally. Like, what do you want me to do about it? Well, it turns out, this isn't the right tree. And this is the only tree we have, blah, 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 blah. Well, after some investigation, everybody understood what happened. The Christmas lover, klepto, had come in the middle of the night and stole all of our brand new Christmas shit after Christmas. And she took it and came in and replaced it with some Goodwill, if that. It's like some serious garbage Christmas ornaments. And the tree was so bad, it was worse than Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. Let's just put it that way. So we had
unbelievable few
Christmases after.
And that's it. That's the end of the message. Wow.
That's crazy. That's really funny.
Office manager hopped up on like diet pills and Adderall coming in at like 3 a.m. like, got to decorate the office.
Got to decorate the office. That is like,
wow.
That's really funny. At least she's using, well, I guess she was also stealing money, credit cards. Yeah. I was like, at least she's using it to spread joy, but I guess she's not really.
Hilarious. And then coming in and stealing all the Christmas stuff. Like,
yeah,
take it
she's like,
back.
I gotta take it back. Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Last message.
Oh, how time flies.
Hello, Carly sister. Connecticut again. We have made contact. We've made actual contact.
It's Stephanie.
And at first, the wife was like,
oh,
I don't know who you are. I don't know who they are. We don't even watch VHS tapes. We don't want it. And I was like, are you sure you don't want it? Like, this is for real.
They said they didn't want it?
This is, they can get you a digital copy. We can do this. Like, we can figure this out.
She's going to digitize it for them?
And I explained how she could find it on TikTok. And she's like, I don't use TikTok. Nobody in my family uses TikTok. I'm like, okay, lady, you're scared. This is a scam. I understand. But this is not a scam. So I took a screenshot of one of the things that shows the parents. To say, is this your family? Here's a video screen recording, whatever. The point is, I think now she actually understands this is very real. And she seems excited for us to figure out how they're going to get their copy. So I reached back out to the TikTok creator to find out how they can now get in touch with each other and they can get their family memories back. Now, one thing that's really cool is the family whose anniversary it is. Today is December 4th on the day that I'm calling you. Today is December 4th, the anniversary of this couple in the video who is, God rest their souls, long dead. Their wedding anniversary is the 6th. So I feel like this is truly, they're coming through. That's what I think. I think they're coming through. They're saying, hey, fam, we're still here.
Hey, fam.
We love you. Don't forget us. Think of us. It's Hanukkah. And have a wonderful holiday season. I think that's what they're saying. And I think it's important that this family gets that message. So I'm glad that I was able to do my part.
Okay, you connected them.
I believe this is the conclusion to this talk. Thanks for listening.
I don't know. I feel like you're going to keep.
Wow. Okay. So I mean, the owner of the VHS tape is going to be in contact with a TikToker maybe to get their tape.
Yeah, you've connected it.
Yeah,
good
you
for
did
you.
It.
Yeah, you closed the loop. Who knows what will happen next?
Wow. I don't
Amazing
know. None
job.
Of my family uses TikTok. What is this?
I like if someone called my parents and said that, like, I think they would be really confused too. Like,
I would
think
be like, Mom, do not hang up the phone. Do not answer the phone for anyone.
Yeah. I think like, because my parents think everything is a scam. Like, I think they would just be like, no, thank you. We're not interested. You know what I mean? Like, so I get where they're coming from.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad you got to connect them together. Anyways, guys, please, it's a Christmas miracle, Hanukkah miracle. Guys, please keep calling in. Let us know your plans for the new year, what you want to release from 2023 and what you want to bring in for 2024 or what you want us to do for 2024.
Whoa.
Any ideas for the podcast? Let us know.
Let us know.
But don't get too big with your ideas. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Powered by Acast.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.